What's up, fellow freaks? I'm Zach, your host of the Aux Podcast, bringing you a daily dose of uncensored wisdom, 10 minutes or less, no bullshit, no topic off limits. If any episode of the Aux has made your life better in some small way, please take a few seconds to send this podcast to someone else. The best way to spread love is to share what you love. Now, without further ado, let's dive in. Mike Posner's mindset for walking across America. In April of 2019, Mike Posner took his first step from Asbury Park, New Jersey in October, and that same year he reached the Pacific Ocean off of Venice Beach, California. The journey was all by foot, almost 3,000 miles walking. I have no idea what it's like to walk across America. And to be honest, it's not on my list of things I want to do. Though, when Mike Posner does something, I pay attention. He's been one of my favorite music artists since my high school days, from Cooler Than Me to Pill in Ibiza to Mansions. On this walk across America, Posner faced countless obstacles like floods, rattlesnake bites, and almost getting hit by cars on a daily basis. According to Posner, the biggest obstacle by far was the will to show up every day. On a recent podcast called You Never Know with Mike Studd, also one of my favorite music artists, Posner said this about his walk across America. He says, there's going to be moments I don't want to do this, but I'm going to commit before and I'm going to show up anyways, even if I don't feel like it. I know there are people who show up regardless of how they feel, and I want to be one of those people. Like Mike Posner, I also want to be one of those people who shows up regardless of how I feel. And there are times where I fail. As I get older, I'm failing less and less at showing up, though there are still times that I fucking wish I would have showed up. I make excuses to miss workouts. I've made excuses to push back podcasts. I've made excuses to skip dates when I said that I would do those things and I gave my word and I was fully healthy and able to do them. And I made up some excuse where in my mind it was acceptable, or maybe I was tricking myself into believing something and I gave myself permission to not show up. And the older I get, the more I realize that the most powerful thing you can do is to show up regardless of how you feel. It is a fucking cheat code in life to summon the inner will and to build the habit of showing up regardless of your emotional highs and lows. Show up when you feel great, show up when you feel like shit, and show up when you feel everything in between. And as I've got older, something that I've realized is that in the middle of an action, for example, let's say I want to skip my workout later today at 5 o'clock. The first 5 to 10 minutes, maybe even 20 minutes of that workout, if I feel like shit or if I don't want to do it, it's not like all of a sudden I show up and I'm excited, happy, and glad that I'm there. A lot of times, first 5, 10, 20 minutes, it fucking sucks. But something starts to happen in the middle of that workout where my mind slowly starts to shift and I get in a zone and I've actually inspired myself through action. I didn't have to wait until I felt good to do something. I actually started to feel good because I took the action of starting to work out. And halfway through that workout, there's nowhere else I would rather be. I'm so fucking glad that I've worked out. And after, I'm even happier. I've never regretted a workout that I've completed. I've regretted not working out. I've never regretted, not once at the end of my life, have I ever finished a workout and said, damn, I wish I didn't do that. I'm always so happy I did. And that is why I do it, because I know that I'm never going to regret doing something like that, even if I don't feel like doing it at the beginning. So show up for those things that you know you're not going to regret, whether it's a tough physical activity, a tough mental activity, maybe it's a date with someone you're nervous about, because you are going to always wonder what would have happened if you did do that, or if you did show up, or something for work, whatever it is. Know that the more often you show up, you're building that habit within yourself, and that will make it easier and easier to show up the next time. There's a compound interest of showing up even when things are difficult. There's also a compound deflation, or whatever the opposite of compound interest is, where when you don't show up, it gets easier to not show up the next time. That's why starting to work out again is so much harder than staying in the routine of working out. If I stop working out for 3 weeks, that first workout again would be an enormous fucking mental and physical mountain for me to have to climb over. But today it doesn't seem so bad because I just did a workout yesterday. I just did a weighted vest hike and I'm like, oh, like that was not that hard. I'm going to lift some kettlebells and weights today and get through it. There's also another quote that I wanted to end on by Mike Posner from a Time magazine interview that he did shortly after he completed the walk. And Mike Posner says, "It's easy for people to say to me, you know, it's amazing how the body can adjust. It's true, but it's more amazing to me that there are people who are willing to suffer to let that adjustment happen. It never gets easy. The whole way it hurts, but your mind gets better at dealing with things that aren't easy. That's a superpower. Most of us are afraid of feeling pain or being uncomfortable, that we try to rig our lives in a way that we never feel those things. And without knowing it, we live our lives inside a tiny sandbox, forgetting that there's a huge, wide wonder world outside of that. Personally, I want to play on the monkey bars, go down the slide, leave the playground, and see what else is out there. So my challenge to you, and a continuing challenge to myself, is to make a list of those things that are uncomfortable, mentally, physically, emotionally. Write down those things that you want to check off, the things that you are rigging your life in a way to not feel, whether it's public speaking, whether it's getting out there and going on a date, whether it's being in a relationship, whether it's traveling solo, working out, whatever it is, make a list of those things. And you don't have to do them all at once. I don't. I check off one at a time and I make it a part of my routine. And I want to prove to myself that I can do it. And so make a list, check one, pick one thing to start doing. And that will give your body and mind a signal that you can do things that make you uncomfortable, and I bet you fucking enjoy it. And you get used to enjoying it, and then you realize the next time you feel that uncomfortability, you want to run towards it more instead of back away from it, because you have that feeling of being fulfilled, getting through something that's hard. When you get yourself familiar with something hard, mentally and physically, you start to want those things and you start to run toward them. So thank you, Mike Posner, for the art that you put out into the world, for walking across America, for sharing these lessons. And thank you for listening. I'll talk to you soon.